All right, everybody, this is Good Liquor, Cheap Beer.
Who the fuck is that?
The Sub-Zero episode.
Oh, Sub-Zero?
My name is Joel.
Liu Kang. My name is Liu Kang. My name is Scenario.
There he is, the synonymous Scenario.
My name is...
That makes no sense.
The motherfucking champ.
Oh, no. Thanks. Don't you dare. Thanks. Somebody won the championship. Oh, yeah. And...
Loving basketball, shout out.
He's going to enjoy it for...
at least...
10 months years. Now. Imagine yeah. 10 months now. Yeah, no, 10 months left before it shifts back. Shifts back over here to the other shoulder.
Oh,
and like now it. We are back.
Hey, it's good to have aspirations, but I love it, man.
It's good to have realities.
It's blood, sweat, and tears.
Real expectations.
Been so happy to like be. Hold on. So happy to be.
All right, so everybody declared, who's not on the live stream, declared, I like how he has a legacy belt. That's great.
The Intercontinental.
You know what? I handed that over to you belt. So you could take care of it and hold it for a year because I was tired of holding it. And I was like, you know what? Take it off my hands. No, I'm just kidding, man. Hey, congratulations to Scenario. He won the fantasy league. He was going to boast a little bit more. And then he saw, oh, damn, he's being nice about it. Yeah, he's like, fuck, I got it.
Hold it real quick. It fits me like it fits Iron Man's chest, the Tesseract.
You're right. It did fit my chest.
Hey, have you seen that shit? Have you seen the Marvel movies?
No. You know, it's good. But that's so funny how like the producer was saying, put End that game. On there. We did not put that on there.
It is May 8th. I've been champion now for like 2 months.
That is now how I keep time. Just how long I've been champion.
SC since champ.
It's like, when did you do that? That was like 2 months ago from when I was champion.
But yeah, man. So I'm champion because of basketball. And basketball... that sounds hilarious, actually, right? But that was just basically my segue.
As everybody could tell, we're happy to be back on the air.
Oh, it's been a long time.
It's been a little while. Everybody's just like...
Been a long time.
Everybody is like listening. People that listen on Spotify and all that, we like super appreciate it. Again, my name is Joel Scenario. We're getting back into this.
Yes.
Good Liquor, Cheap Beer.
And this is Good Liquor, Cheap Beer. What is it?
It's the Sub-Zero episode is what it is. You know what I mean? And
it's because we forgot how to count.
We'll elaborate. We'll elaborate on the Good Liquor, Cheap Beer real quick. But I also heard it was sports hip-hop news.
Ooh.
And that's what we talk about. We're hashtagging in here. And for those of you who haven't heard from us in a bit, imagine Scenario been working on some stuff. I've been working on some stuff. He actually has a show coming up. When's that show?
I said I was going
to get it. I don't even know.
Let me table that.
You know what? I shouldn't have put you on the spot.
No.
It's all good. It's but good. We all been working on the show.
Shut up, prepared, you asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. Are you pulling it up right now?
It is May 23rd.
All right. And it's imagine you lost your opportunity. It's over.
LA.
Imagine we're moving on now. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, go ahead.
It's at a venue called...
Where is it?
It's at a venue called Mama Lion.
Go shit.
You can go to my Instagram.
Go shit. Good shit.
You can go to my Instagram. It is at Scenario. That's C-E-N-A-R-I-O. Thanks.
Nice. And, good stuff.
And yeah, man, you can be on there. You can go to Joel's too. He might post about it.
Yeah. He might post about it. You never know.
Yeah.
You could always go to watch my music video, They Pass. Imagine.
Ooh.
And I got new music coming out soon. I'll be promoting that. But yeah, my name's Joel. Imagine Scenario up in the house. Good Liquor, Cheap Beer.
It.
We are back. We had to come back because a lot of shit been going down. And so much so that this is now the Sub-Zero episode. Because that is the temperature that we're hitting in Lakertown. It is now hitting Sub-Zero temperatures. How do you like that transition? That was off the top of my head. Imagine.
So
I'm getting a clap back there.
Yeah.
Imagine they're like
clap
applauding
back.
That.
We going to clap back.
Dude.
We going to clap back.
Magic just fucking left, bro.
Shout out Jaw.
Magic left. Jaw. Hey, man. Where is Jaw? Does Jaw think about the Lakers situation? We need his opinion right now. That's shout out to Dave Chappelle there.
The only opinion he's got is a legal one because we got some trials and tribulations.
Is that for the Fire Festival?
Fest. Yeah. Or dude, actually, it's the other dude who's like just like a hustler.
I didn't know. That guy went to jail, huh?
Yeah.
He actually served time because he got so cocky.
Really good documentary.
I'm going to keep doing it.
And Netflix, send me my check. All right.
I am promoting you.
Editors, fuck! Editors, note real quick. Wednesday... May 22nd is my show at Sway LA. You there can go to Mama Lions in downtown LA. Thanks.
Mama.
And we got to move back, though. So, yeah, yeah. You're referring to Ice Cold like Dante's Inferno. Would you say it resembles that?
Yeah, the lowest levels of hell
is where the Lakers are right now.
Oh, man. I don't know if we're going there.
The lowest levels of hell.
We're definitely heading towards that direction.
And I'm
for sure. Not going the opposite side.
I'm cutting wrestling promos all day throughout like, this episode.
That deserves a hitting of the belt. Like, yeah. And I like that.
I love it.
Dude, that is neat.
That is it. Imagine, for our show.
That is neat. That is all we had to say about the Lakers, and now we are gone. No, honestly, dude, Magic stepped down, dude. That caught LeBron by surprise. He was talking about that on that show, The Shop, on HBO. Oh, yep. I didn't watch it, though. Like, yeah. I only saw... I want to watch it. I have it on Hulu. That we're just giving everybody fucking promos left and right, huh?
Shit.
I can curse on here. It's good liquor, cheap beer.
Hey, Brian,
imagine.
I need that check, though.
I could...
but yeah, man. Nah, it was actually a really, really cool episode. I love them all. I know that... I guess, supposedly, it's not a critically acclaimed show. I guess the critics don't like it. But I think it's really
cool. The Shop?
Yeah. I think it's really cool. He gets a round table of all, like...
Yeah.
You know, people that are, like, doing their thing and, like, their own type of... I don't know, industry. And usually
I mean, he has a lot of big names.
And actors and stuff
he
like that.
He has a lot of big names.
It's cool. It's like a little think tank.
Drake was on there. J. Cole was on there. Who did he have last one? Travis Scott?
This one, he had Travis. Yeah. He had Don Cheadle.
They got Don Chichi. Man, we just do like fucking inside jokes left and right.
Seth Rogen was in there.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, he's got a movie coming out.
Oh, okay. I got to be promoting.
Yeah.
On the promoting game.
So yeah, it was a good episode. Y'all and he was talking about it. Like how they were asking him, like, how did that make him feel or whatever? And he was actually talking about it. He's like,
this is fucking hilarious how ridiculous the belt looks on the fucking video.
No.
Imagine.
Did you say ridiculous?
Like, yeah, it's because it needs to be back where it belongs. On this fucking
that's
shoulder.
Hilarious.
That's right, cutting fucking wrestling promos left and right. Imagine.
But
I'll
dude,
see you in the fucking ring. Imagine. No, I'm just kidding, dude.
Home to Papa.
We're all like, dude, we're on a fucking roll, and you just fucking got to interrupt me. Imagine that's what the visual does to me. Imagine?
Ooh,
no, just kidding. Anyways,
but yeah, dude, so he was
Lonzo
about,
was on there too.
Yeah, Lonzo was on there.
I did
there,
see
you're
that.
Right.
See that preview.
As they were talking about it. And,
so what did they say? That you saw it. So like, how did Lonzo react? I was more really surprised that Lonzo was there when LeBron was talking about how he didn't know that fucking Magic was going to do that. He was caught off guard.
Yeah.
And that's what they showed in the preview.
Right.
Did Lonzo comment on it? Because that's who I care about.
So,
like, yeah, that's cool. Travis Scott, everybody else is there.
Yeah,
but Lonzo's
yeah.
on the fucking team.
Yeah.
Like, what did he say?
So just to segue it properly, LeBron ends up saying that essentially, like, he fucking was kind of taken aback. That's the whole reason he came here for, like, the whole Lakers thing. And it made him contemplate stuff. So then somebody else asked him, well, how did it make you feel to Lonzo? And he was saying how it's funny. He was saying how it's funny how drastically different their reactions were. Because Lonzo was just, like, in the gym, like, hearing it happen. And he was like, oh, shit. Dude, Magic just stepped down. Fuck. All right, well, what's popping tonight? Let's do it. What's happening tonight? What are we doing?
He didn't really, like,
so it, was
it
just
didn't
like,
really affect
yeah,
him too
cool,
much.
Whatever.
Dude, he's got his own problems.
Yeah.
Wasn't Big Baller Brown, like, dealing with, like, embezzlement
yep,
and shit?
He
there
talked
was, like,
about
money.
That.
Oh, he did.
He talked about that.
God dang it. We're just promoting the fucking episode left and right.
So,
no, but
cool.
Actually, I'm actually pretty interested in, like, in that. So
check that out. It's an HBO Sports
definitely.
Exclusive. Available on Hulu.
So then...
Hulu, can I get another free year, though?
Magic...
Hey.
All right. Yeah, then we got the sponsorship fucking package.
Shout out the homie.
Hulu God, Ronnie in the motherfucking
shout
house.
The homie. Shout out
shout
the
out
homie.
Out the homie.
Hey, but so yeah, so what do you think about that whole situation?
What I
think,
is
that
dude,
situation?
Magic, well, Magic steps down, surprises everybody out of nowhere.
That was
and then,
weird.
Dude.
It's in the middle of a game.
Part of the reason is that they say that he stepped down is because he didn't feel comfortable about having to fire Luke Walton. Luke Walton gets let go anyways.
I don't know about
after that. Oh, so you don't know if that's the reason why. Dude, I'll tell you. There's probably a bunch of different fucking reasons like why he fucking stepped down. Like, but Luke Walton then got fucking let go.
Right.
And now we're
anyway.
In a situation. Anyway, right? Anyway, now we're in a situation where we don't know who the coach is going to be. And today, as of... Let's see, because it's already past midnight. Imagine
who?
People in the podcast area are like, damn it, why'd you have to tell me my time?
Who
imagine
that?
Tell me the time. Thursday, May 9th As of today, we broke negotiations supposedly were broken. We did. I heard it. I confirmed it. we heard that negotiations broke down with Tyronn Lue and the Lakers.
Yeah.
And when Tyronn Lue doesn't want to be a fucking coach for your team anymore, and I'm not putting him down, by the way. He, to me, wasn't like the fucking marquee fucking coach that we just wanted, right? Like, nope. I didn't know. He's the coach that LeBron wants. So when now...
I don't even know if there is one. Imagine
that. Like, who we actually could get or should get. Like, right. But I don't know.
They're not available.
I kind of don't mind the Jason Kidd idea,
Jason Kidd's cool. I even like Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson would be great, man. He got a bad rap, dude, because then fucking Kirk comes in and takes over.
He's the one who built them up.
Took over.
Yeah, he built the Warriors up, man.
Totally, man. They got better on his watch.
Yep.
And so now we're left with...
But doesn't that always happen, right? There's one coach that develops them and then...
Of course,
they're
like, dude.
Oh, now we got to bring in the one that's like the championship coach.
Yeah. Now that's this is going to another level. Let's give it to somebody who should be handling that. Yeah, he gets a bad rap, man. But anyways, we don't have anybody now in line. Tyronn Lue, they say that now he doesn't want to be the fucking coach. So where the hell do we go now, dude? This fucking prestigious... I'm wearing the scarf, which is a testament to my fandom for this organization. And now this organization is in shambles. Like, where the hell do we go? Like, where do the Lakers go? Do we have a chance at a fucking free agent next year? I mean, it sounds stupid and ridiculous that I'm asking if the Lakers have a chance at a free agent, but if I'm a free agent, do I want to go to a fucking organization where I don't know, the front office is fucked up.
Sinking shit.
And LeBron is still arguably the best player on the planet, but he's aging. And they're not putting, I don't see the talent around him too. Yep. Like right now. So dude, I don't know. Like, and then it's maybe even too much to fucking ask you. Everybody's like, this is getting serious. Imagine. Yep. Maybe too much to ask you, but like, is there a solution? Where do you see happening, dude?
It's sad.
It is sad. It is sad. What a fall.
Doom and gloom. But I don't know, man. It's funny because as you're asking the question, I've had these thoughts already. Imagine I've cried about them.
But no, we're all like, down too. It's so funny. Are we down?
I want to be down. Imagine it's like, what? Hey, less than 5 seconds. No, we are not going to get a strike against us. No copyright infringements.
There it is.
All right, anyway.
Didn't play enough of it.
So,
you didn't even do it on key. Imagine that's what they tell me.
I forgot what the hell I was saying. Oh, so I was down a little bit about the whole Magic Johnson thing, as I'm sure we all were. And not even just about Magic Johnson, right? It's just about the whole, when you start to see your fucking favorite franchise just start to crumble and implode. And so we thought we saw it imploding a couple years ago. Everything looked like it was going grand. We got fucking Rob. We got fucking Magic. they got LeBron. We had a shitty year, but it was plagued by fucking injuries.
Are you talking about like when we signed LeBron?
Yes.
When
I'm talking about this whole thing, whole turnaround between Jeannie deciding her brother stepped down. She appointed Magic. We got Rob.
Oh, man.
Everything's looking great, right? Then we nab the big fish. We nab LeBron.
Yeah.
And we fucking get him. And everything's looking
great.
That's
a positive.
Right?
It's positive.
Young Lakers are looking great, developed.
Uh-huh.
And then we get a shitload of injuries and have a horrible year, right? So that is what it is. And so that's one whole aspect of like disappointment. But then it's like, okay, they just got to heal. Brandon Ingram's thing's kind of serious. The thrombosis stuff or whatever it is, the blood clots.
Yeah.
That thing's pretty serious. But the rest of it, it's like, okay, the fucking AD shit. Feel a little bummed about that. There's still a hangover about that. That truly affected the franchise.
Oh my gosh, dude.
There's all this shit, right?
It's a bunch of stuff.
But it was like, I felt like we would still rebound. Like, okay, recharge the summer. Hopefully Lonzo can get his shit together. Curry, and not comparing him to Curry, but Curry had a shitload of fucking injury riddled first couple seasons, right?
Yeah.
And he's been a stable guy since then. And who knows, once again, not comparing Lonzo to Curry, but if supposedly Lonzo is this amazing player and we're starting to think that he can't be that because of all these injuries, maybe he turns a corner.
I thought everything was just gonna, you know, align and fucking everything was just going to come together and somehow, some way we're going to make the playoffs, because how can LeBron's team not make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that, like, I realized too this year that, like, dude, this is, imagine just having LeBron on the team is not going to fucking cut it. And
he did talk about that in the shop too, though.
Did they really?
He said the weirdest thing that about Magic leaving was the fact that like he truly was like taken aback by it, because Magic told him like, this is the plan, man. It's gonna be tough. Like first year, it's probably not gonna be anything, man. He told him, he was direct with them. LeBron knew. LeBron was like, yeah, man, patience really is like not in my favor, but
yeah.
I was with it. I was with the program that Magic told me, like in the Lakers and being part of that show, bringing Showtime back, all that shit. And then for him to leave, he basically didn't say like he was like mad or anything, but he was just like, really? Like he did kind of say like he was like, wow, like Magic didn't even call me to be like, kiss my ass, LeBron. He said that. He's like, at least that. At least like, hey, Bron, kiss my ass. I'm out of here. That's crazy, right?
Is that kind of Magic being a coward?
I don't know, man. It sucks because like, isn't it crazy when your heroes are more humanized?
Yeah, like, totally, man.
Because like he was already humanized with all these things, right? Like in a disease and like all this shit, and he overcame. But then now it's like this, and it's like kind of like a reflection of character. And it's like, wait, what?
It doesn't seem like a Magic thing to do to just give up on something and just leave it when you don't like it. But it's so crazy.
But didn't he do that with coaching?
He was just like, he did do it with coaching. It's, you know, those things. It's, you know, there's a few things that he tries that, you know, if he's not good at, he realizes that he's not good at it.
Right.
And he needs to move on. And you know what? That's smart business in itself, man. Hey. You cut your losses and you know when to fucking leave something when it's not working. You don't spend your time.
I respect that, but it is weird that he did it in the manner that he did it.
Oh, for sure.
That's not good business.
The LeBron one is interesting that he did that, dude. Like, why?
That he didn't call LeBron.
Like, that he approached it in that manner.
So if Magic is above it. That's kind of what it tells me. It's like, I'm above this. I don't have to tell you.
I kind of feel...
My happiness is the only thing that matters.
I think he was kind of scared to talk to LeBron. Like, I mean, and who am I to know if he's really scared? Like, I don't know him.
Like, embarrassed, you mean?
Like, yeah. Like, dude, some people... Hey, man, like, we don't know the dynamic of their relationship. Like, we think that he should probably, Magic Johnson would have no problem talking to somebody. But, dude, that's it's kind of hard to tell somebody that you're dipping when you, like, stayed in front of their house, like, to the second when you could legally, like, follow, like, for the laws of, like, the organization that you're working, the league that you're working for and with. That you stayed there like to convince him to be part of what you're doing and then you just leave. Dude, sometimes that's a hard conversation to have. And Magic Johnson is a happy guy and he's used to situations that people love him and all that shit. And yeah, he does business and all. And we know he has all those businesses, very successful businessman. I don't know. Maybe it could have been hard for him. Like, because I'm surprised, dude. Like, LeBron's on fucking international TV on HBO talking about how Magic didn't call him. And he thinks it's weird. And you don't think that's weird? That, like,
weird.
LeBron James is on, like, his boss or the guy that recruited him didn't have the balls to, like, give him a phone call and just give him a courtesy to be like, hey, dude, this is what I'm doing. You're probably going to fucking hate me for doing this. Like, but I'd rather that you find out through me. Because you're going to find out anyways.
Right.
Like, you're right. It's either that. It's either he thinks that he's better and he doesn't have to tell him, or he's just scared to tell him.
Yeah, it's one of the two. I mean, I don't know, Magic. I guess just you feel like, and once again, I don't know, but you feel like as big of a smiling, like shaking hands and kissing babies and he's all this... Yeah, you kind of have to think that although that's there, that's just a facade for a shrewd businessman. This shrewd businessman,
being as successful as he is, you would think, right?
Behind closed doors, would know how to behead someone, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, so then it does still strike me as weird that he wouldn't have, quote unquote, the balls to do that. So that's why it's like, maybe there is something deeper. Although I still feel like it's hard to excuse that behavior, it's like, damn, I wonder how betrayed he truly felt. Like, who betrayed him? Like, why?
Magic? Like, Magic?
That's because that's what he was basically saying if you read between the lines when he was like having that interview with Rachel Nichols.
It could have been anybody. Well, actually, it couldn't have been Genie, or it could be Genie if he's doing subtweeting. And I know we're like, we keep dwelling on the Laker thing, but it's a big thing. Like, didn't they hire Kurt Rambis's wife as
I thought that was a joke. Like, I thought it was not a joke because it's like a wife. No, like, dude, I know that she's like, super
not because
Genie.
Of that. That's not the joke. It's the joke that, like, this person has no, like, fucking history of working in the league or, like, having that position.
So that
or,
is
like,
weird.
Helping other teams, like, win. Or, like, you know what I mean?
Although I had heard already the rumor because of how close, I guess, she has been with Genie since they were growing up or, like, since she was super young. And so, like, they actually, I guess, she would kind of have an insight into the business, weirdly. So that's why I've heard that it was actually something legitimate. I just I just thought it was one of those things that they're just throwing around. But, yeah, I guess
happened. It could. Dude, and this is the thing. At this point, I'm just like, hey, dude.
Mom and pop business again, though. Mom and pop business.
That's
moves.
How I feel that they're doing it, man. That's the way they're handling business. Is like,
I don't like that.
They're not handling this almost... It's almost like they're not looking at it like an actual business. Because if you're even going to look at it just as a business when they're like, they don't care about the team or anything like that. It's like they would be looking at like, how can we maximize this? How could we be more efficient in this? We should hire the right people to do this, all that. They're not doing that.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's a bummer. Imagine. All right, moving on. We had the Warriors and the Rockets playing right now. Like they were, we got the playoffs going on
as we speak.
We got the Bucks already advancing to the Eastern Conference. Was it the finals?
Nah,
Eastern Conference Finals. You don't even think they have a chance, so that's why you're just it's insignificant.
It's not
imagine,
about, yeah, kind of.
You don't care. Imagine, we were talking about it earlier. It's like you don't even think. Imagine you don't even think. You don't think that the Warriors are going to be beat by anybody. No one has a chance. It's not even close, right?
In the East.
Imagine not
in the East.
Oh,
yeah.
The West is completely different.
Yeah, I said. If anyone is going to dethrone them without any major injuries, it's got to be someone from the West. I just don't see it. Because
but you can't dethrone them in the fucking West. Oh, what do you mean
just to eliminate them?
From
going to the finals, yeah. Because that's the thing. Like, who in the East can truly fucking dethrone them? I don't see
anyone.
Dude,
I think the Bucks have a legitimate chance to... The Clips took two from the Warriors.
Okay, here... Oh, yeah.
So, I think the Bucks could maybe take three.
All right, but that doesn't take the series. Like, that's the thing.
And an interesting four?
No.
Do they have a better record? Do they have home court?
Yeah, they have a better record.
My God. This is getting more interesting by the second.
So, dude, but there's the thing, man. Like, what I'm trying to say is
so the Bucks have a better record.
If the Bucks were capable of beating the Warriors, then there's more capable teams in the West that the Warriors have to go through, i.e. the Rockets.
There are.
Who else is left in the West now?
Well, the Nuggets are still in it too.
Either the Blazers or the Nuggets.
Yeah. Dame Dilly, that belt on your shoulder that you put down.
Dame Dilly.
Better be fucking like thanking Dame Dalla.
Dame
because
Dalla.
He helped you fucking get that championship. Honestly, dude, Damian Lillard made a huge jump. To me, this year, not only in fantasy basketball, in real life, and he made a huge leap because they were able to advance finally in the playoffs. That's something that they weren't able to do before, man.
Leap
and dude, you know what? Who was really disappointing?
Who that?
The Oklahoma City Thunder, man. What's going on over there, dude? Like Paul George and fucking Westbrook is like Westbrook. Forever a loser. I'm just kidding, dude. You ain't a loser. Imagine the Lakers, bro. Just kidding. Do you even want him?
No.
Do we even want him? A couple years ago, we were talking about, that'd be amazing if Westbrook came to the Lakers. It's not even like he's not somebody.
It would be fun, but he's expected to be a 1A and a 1B with him and Paul George. That's not a winning combo, man.
Fuck Paul George right now.
Yeah.
Westbrook, if he became available as a free agent and he was thinking about coming to the Lakers, would you want him?
Who do we have to lose to have him?
Nobody. He's a free agent.
Why not?
As
long as we don't have... Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Other people are options, though. I didn't mean like you have to lose somebody. Imagine
Well, lose. You have lose options. Out on
okay, yeah. So you have options.
Are there other options? I'm probably looking at other options. Like Kyrie,
that's a good one.
I'd have Kyrie all day.
Kyrie's a good one,
and
dude.
I love Westbrook, man. Westbrook is a.
I'd have Kyrie over Westbrook fucking day.
I'm a Westbrook fan, dude. Don't get it twisted, but it's just like if you're asking me to be serious, like right now, like
man, fuck, his stock just, fell too, dude.
Yeah, I mean it's hard. It's like just like how LeBron, questionably, who knows if he can be the best person on the team anymore.
Yeah.
Right? To win a championship. So wow. It's crazy that we're there. Right?
Wow. So that's a legitimate question to you?
Yeah.
Can he be the best player on the team?
LeBron.
On championship squad?
Yeah, because
100% he can. You don't think so?
Because it's going to take LeBron or Kawhi.
You're still holding the fucking belt. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. Just keep gripping it harder, too.
It's going to be LeBron. It's going to be a LeBron or Kawhi.
That's what she said.
That allows us to win a chip. I don't know if we win a chip by just adding Klay. Wait. I don't know if we win a chip by just adding, I don't know, whoever the fuck else. Kyrie, even. I don't think we win. I don't know if we win a chip like that.
So who's
like,
better than LeBron right now? Because saying that KD, you need a better team, a better KD, player than LeBron. Okay, that's one.
Potentially AD, KD, AD, or Kawhi. They're on his level or better. They're younger. They're more athletic. He's on decline. It's just it has to be that caliber. I don't know if we can win with a Dame Lillard.
I'm trying to think,
a Dame Lillard and LeBron.
Dude.
I don't know if we can win with the fucking who did you just say earlier? Westbrook and LeBron. I don't think
that's
going
to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Westbrook and LeBron wouldn't get it done.
We need someone on LeBron's level or honestly better, bless you, or on the way
thank
up.
Thank you. Imagine so, how you like them apples.
I don't know,
sneezes
man.
All days in the podcast zone. Imagine.
I don't know, man.
LeBron and Westbrook wouldn't get it done.
Nope.
That's not going to get it done right now.
Nope.
In this day, imagine or, in this day and
or
age.
Or it's got to be by committee again, which is three stars. And LeBron can still be the best player. Then yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what excites me is that Kyrie seems very reinvigorated to play with LeBron James. And I think that's somebody that we probably might sign, dude. Yeah. He's a free agent.
If Boogie hadn't gotten hurt, my prayer, I was like, maybe we get Kyrie and Boogie. Imagine.
That'd be dope.
But
that's realistic. Yeah. I could see that, dude. Yeah. Because the injury right now for Boogie doesn't help.
Yeah,
doesn't help.
That's
him.
What now is kind of killing it for me.
So,
but
oh,
I take
no,
Brooke
I'm
Lopez
saying, like,
again.
It doesn't help his cause to get a big contract somewhere else.
I'll take Brolo.
Oh, I would love Bro. Man, we fucking had him. What?
I know.
Fucking hilarious. Another great
luckily
move.
Luckily, he
by
signed a short term, so maybe we can get a bad graces.
And D'Angelo Russell having an All Star caliber year. Fuck caliber. He got it All Star.
Yeah,
bid.
But that was a long term gamble on Lonzo still. So we still have to see the. We start to see the results.
Ah, dude, it wasn't, you know, I don't know, man. I'm not into the idea.
And
like,
a dump of Mozgov, obviously.
What it was. But, dude, well, truth be told, the reason why we did it was for Paul George. The LeBron move was another move.
Yeah.
And that one was still secured. We got LeBron. The Paul George move was done now in vain. Like, because we didn't, we never filled that spot.
Idiot.
Like with the full, like with that big money, like
fucking
contract that
idiots!
He wanted. So that one was messed up. I've never subscribed to the idea that if you have two really good people at one position, you have to trade the other. I've never subscribed to that idea. Like
I hate it.
I think that that was like a dumb move. So what if you had fucking Lonzo Ball and you had D'Angelo Russell, like, and they're both good? Good.
Yeah.
Now you got two people that could fucking run the squad.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that D'Angelo Russell would have started at the two guard at that point. If they were so good and they were both like that good, Lonzo would have been the one, D'Angelo would have been the two. And D'Angelo would have loved to have been a shooter and been at the two spot and launch fucking threes. And when Lonzo was tired or he got hurt, you have D'Angelo could step in and fucking run completely.
I may be totally pulling this out of my ass, and I am.
And imagine we had that with LeBron.
But dude,
that'd have been better.
I don't know. I could have sworn when I was like one day I was just like nerding out and like looking at all the trades and shit. Didn't that also enable us to draft either and Josh Hart and Kuzma though?
Like, I don't know about that.
I thought
the,
it had to do, like, it led to that eventually.
It might be Josh Hart.
And that's why I was
the
just
Josh
like,
Hart
okay.
might be.
You know?
Kyle Kuzma.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
that's
50 hours a week and I have a bitch for a daughter.
Bitch for a daughter.
Janelle.
I mean, Jin.
Janelle.
I mean, Jin.
50 points to whoever knows where that's from. I work 50 hours a week and I have a bitch for a daughter.
You brought up the key. You brought up KD too, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Dude, he got hurt today, man. So now, do the Bucks have a chance?
In this news, they have a chance to make it interesting.
Dude, I'm sorry, dude. If they don't have KD, I think it gets interesting already for the Rockets and Warriors next game. It's an elimination game, but this one's in Houston.
But without Houston. KD.
This one's in Houston, bro.
Without KD, they beat LeBron.
You don't think they're going to win the next game?
Who?
The Rockets? You think that the Warriors are going to win?
They could. But
okay, now
matter.
Series tied up. 3-3. Momentum Warriors. Coming in from outside. The Warriors.
Warriors, man.
Hey, man. I'm just saying it could get interesting.
I hope.
Game 7.
I hope.
Last year, CP3 got hurt.
I hope.
If CP3 wasn't fucking sitting on the fucking sidelines or standing on the sidelines like for game 7.
Hobbling on the sidelines.
Could have been a different story, you know? Like, and they would have taken care of the fucking Celtics in the East, and they would have won the championship. So
Celtics are bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Celtics are gone, dude.
Bye-bye.
Against the team that you said
bye-bye.
Has no chance. I really think the Bucks got a chance.
Giannis
I think that
is on his way. Like I said, don't get it twisted. Giannis is on his way to becoming the best in the league. He may even be arguably best in the league. Like overall
the
player.
The only reason I'm saying they have a chance now is because KD got hurt today. As soon as I hear that KD's not hurt and he's back in the fucking rotation, he's starting, everything's all good.
He always got a chance, man.
Then I think it's a wrap. That team's too good with KD.
For sure.
But if KD's hurt, they have a chance.
But dude, they still got
a realistic
Klay.
Chance.
They still
not
got
just
Curry.
They got a chance.
They still got
everybody's
Klay.
Got a chance.
They still got Iggy Deezy. They still got Iguodala. They still got fucking
dude.
Okay, DeMarcus is on the sidelines. Hey, their UCLA center, what's his name? Fucking not
the
McKee.
And
Draymond, duh.
The
everybody
changing
loves Draymond.
Of the guard has to happen sometime.
It does, and I think it's gonna be after this year.
Yeah,
this is the last
year. If KD's on
the
squad, if KD's on the team and playing, it's a fucking wrap. There's no doubt about it.
But they can't keep the band together past this year, man.
So past this year. Once we go past that,
past this year is the change of the guard.
We're gonna find out some stuff this off season.
This summer.
Klay is now. He's gonna be a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
We have KD. That's a free agent.
Can I have your Klay?
And then we're gonna see.
Can I have
that's
your
so
Klay?
Funny.
Klay.
And imagine
not
that's a
my tie.
Dude, there's something that I wanted to bring up that, happened when we were not having episodes. And imagine during our off time, Nipsey Hussle was tragically murdered. And that's a really horrible thing. And that was a super bummer news that we got and the world got. What was it? It's been a few weeks now, right? And you want to go ahead and talk about it a little bit, imagine?
Yeah,
talk
I mean,
about it a little bit.
Shit, like that. It was crazy, man. I will truly remember what I was doing, what time it was, what day it was. Like, I remember exactly everything, man. And it's one of those moments where it's crazy, right? Like, who cares? But, like, who cares that you can remember all that? But it's like, nah, man, like that's how significant it was. And I know I'm not the only one. Like it's the evidence is just, it's out there and it's in your face of how big of an impact Nipsey Hussle had on so many people's lives. And it's so crazy that he did it from technically the underground. Like, you know.
Totally.
And so Nipsey, like for those, if you've been living under a rock and don't know, Nipsey Hussle, LA rapper from the Crenshaw area, you know, it was like a little Snoop Dogg that came up and was coming up at a time when we were really like, you know, a little bit younger, starting to first like, not first, but we were just in a mode like, you know, doing music ourselves. And for me personally, when guys like Dom Kennedy came out and Nipsey, because they were both here from LA, and when we were trying to do our thing independently and stuff like that, I was looking at them like, for inspiration, because I was like, wow, these dudes are the new blood coming from LA the new like LA rap, and they're doing it independently.
They're doing it on their own.
Yeah, it's not nothing new. Like technically, like people have done that before, but it was just so reinvigorating to see them do that. And that was already where I was like, okay, I'm a fan. I don't even know like that much about the music, but I was like, oh, I'm a fan. That's cool. I'm a fan of that person. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And
then
as time went on, like, yeah, I kept up with Nipsey's music. Kept up with some of Dom's too. That's a whole other thing. But back to Nipsey, like, I did keep up with some of his music. I'm not going to say, like, listen to every single thing, but I did keep up with most of it. Like, and then when it happened, dude, I remember just being, like, so proud to show... Imagine, like, so proud. Like, you know what I mean? It's weird to say that, right? But it's, like, you know, the victory lap stuff. Like, I was so happy that to see that, like, this dude had come from that. When I'm talking about 2010, like, when I'm describing the earlier time about looking at Nipsey come up, you know, versus now, 2018. Well, now we're in 2019. But 2018, dropping victory lap with his partnership with the label. And he stuck to his guns and, like, all money in, no money out. Like, just really trying to do totally, the independent dude. Grind. And repping for LA. And then on top of that, so that's already a respect, right? But on top of that, to be the type of stand-up dude that this guy was, that people that knew him always described and had all these stories of like lives that he touched, and like even like I posted it and millions of people's posted it, but it's on my Instagram right now still. It's like the interview that he had where somebody was interviewing, like, you know, it was like a music show, I'm sure, and they're interviewing Nipsey, and he's talking about just like wise ass shit, and you can see how young he is still. And then, yeah, you know, he's when they're asking him
about the money, yeah, and he's like, "What are you gonna do with the money?" And he's like, yeah, "I'm gonna invest in real estate. I'm trying to get assets, things that appreciate."
Yeah, because he goes, he's like, "Hey, I see you out here." He's just wearing a white tee and like a little necklace, and he's like, "Yeah, I see you out here, and you're not really with all these chains and stuff like that." And he already kind of like scoffs, like laughs at it. He's like, "Ha," like Nipsey does, and then yeah, that's when he answers. He's like, "Yeah, man, I'm trying to get money into assets," and that's when he goes, "Wait, what did you say?"
Yeah, dude. You know, I think it's kind of, you know, it's really sad because I think that people that aren't familiar with Nipsey Hussle and, you know him as a recording artist, even just as that, you know, they're gonna, I think that the mainstream media is still like paints a picture to like the typical person that they'll just focus in on any type of gang relations that he had. And, you know, that defines the area that he's from. And I think that, you know, that's what people think of that area, you know, and people are going to just remember him, you know, they're going to say that he was slain due to, you know, gang violence and, you know, the association to the gangs. And everybody's like, you know, he didn't, so he couldn't leave sad, the gang man. Stuff. And it's like,
it's not,
you know,
about
when you
that.
Realize like what type of person he was and how he was trying to just spit nothing but positivity. If you listen to the raps on his songs and the lyrics on the tracks, you know, they're all, you know, he's just trying to spit game and trying to help people out. And it's like, he even says it on one of the tracks, like, you know, I'll give you the advice. Like, you know, you could teach somebody to fish, but you could give them a rod, but they still got to go fish, right?
Right.
Like, that's like the example that he would say is that
that's low key Jesus talk,
he's just
bro.
Trying to help people out. And like, but they still got to do their part and do it. Like some people will take the advice and be better. And he was all about progression and, you know, trying to be a better person, even yourself, which was it's just really a bummer that, you know, the typical person, if you ask them, like, do you know who Nipsey Hussle is? They're just going to say that gang member rapper that was killed. And they don't see all the, you know, all the positive stuff that he was doing just for, you know, society in general. Because I think
he's trying to buy back the block, man.
He was trying to help out a lot of people.
Plazas. Buying businesses.
You don't typically
He had a store. He had a clothing store. And right next to it, he had like a basic supply store.
We're
Did
not
you know
talking
that?
About... Totally. Yeah, I you know, That's I learned crazy, a lot about like the stuff that he was doing afterwards. And it's like, you know, you don't typically see... When you look at his net worth, when number one, you talk about how he did it is one thing. Independently coming up, he did it his way, his rules. It's like, I own the masters. It's my money. It's I keep obviously keep the
it's
publishing.
My money and I want it.
Yeah,
now.
Larry H. Parker on that motherfucker. And the way he did it is already one thing. And it's just, dude, like we could go on and on forever, dude. It's just,
but it is sad.
It's
man.
A tragedy, and it sucks.
It's more than sad. It's yeah, dude. I honestly was bumping Nipsey for like 3 weeks straight. Still bumping him, like just to remember him, man.
That's what I was like, gonna say.
So sad.
Sorry, dude. Mad Jack got caught off guard. It's like you don't really see somebody that makes that type of money, stay in the hood. And he still had, you know, he still had houses there. He had a house there. That's where he would come and hang out.
But he was mostly employing people there.
He was, yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where he was investing his money, trying to grow that area, still make money there. Obviously, he was investing money in other areas too. But, you know, he, in having the properties there, dude, he was doing a lot of things, man. He was fighting off gentrification in that area. He was employing people that weren't going to have jobs like otherwise. He was helping stimulate the economy in that city where probably wouldn't have that little stimulation. That's a big thing. And go ahead. I know that you want to.
No.
Oh, I thought you were like recording some shit on the phone too, dude.
Recording us.
You know, the producer kept telling us we're going over. Imagine recording
over.
This, but it doesn't matter. We're going to keep going. No, I'm just kidding. Before we head out, dude, Lil Nas X. Imagine thoughts. Imagine. That's a different one. That's not the Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah. Lil Nas X is like, got a horse in him on top of her. I forgot how
it Yeah, that was. Imagine. Dude.
I got horses in the back. Something to attack.
Or stack is something you know I got a man of mine.
Didn't need a mirror, need nothing. Yeah, nobody, man. Shout out Lil Nas X. That shit's actually a hit.
Can't nobody tell me.
That shit was dope,
tell
man.
Me
and
again.
I was going to say, like, even with, I like that. It's a show your eye.
Y'all already know it.
Hey, Gary V.
Drop it on that ass.
Gary V had, like, a lot of, he had a lot of clips talking to Nipsey on some like business shit. Mm-hmm. And then like Gary V was actually, imagine that's my segue to this, to Lil X. But Lil Nas X.
I like that.
He has all these clips of him talking to like rappers about like, you know, what's the next thing, right? And he said it like several times. He's like, I really want to see someone. I want to see you.
Oh, that's right. He was talking
hip hop and country and put them together. I think that shit would be enormous. And he was telling all his people, and they were like, yeah, sounds cool. And then out of nowhere, this kid, I see that he tweets. I don't know. This is the origins that I know. Maybe there's previous origins. But I think he tweets it sometime in December of 2018. And he put, like, country music is evolving. And it's a video of, like, a rodeo. And it's this, like, cowboy dude, like, super getting down, like, in the dirt, doing some crazy-ass dance moves, like, fucking dropping down and doing flips and doing all these kicks and shit like that. And he's like doing it to the beat that he made this song. And then on...
I'm convinced that he played a shitload of Red Dead Redemption.
Probably.
And that's what inspired him to make the track.
Hell yeah.
Dude, this shit's great, man.
And on Facebook or on YouTube,
I'll tell you,
man.
He
did a whole other strategy.
Real quick. I'll tell you that I want to let you know that... You know, with that track, I really like, you know, music like that. You know, I don't know if by now everybody's like, that song's played out. Or some people are like, never heard of it. Other people are like, I know what you're talking about, and I hate it. See, Lewis. You could have, like, polarizing, like, attitudes towards it. That's not what makes it special. What makes it special to me is that it's kind of like a different genre that was created. You know, he thought outside the box.
Yeah.
And you put in the trap drums with a country hook. You know, he didn't go into the studio. Now I'm going to drop some real shit. I'm gonna talk some real stuff.
Well, he did with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay, wait. Let me. It's like he didn't go into the studio thinking, and I'm just gonna. I heard this track. I want to make something like that.
Oh,
he didn't
yeah.
go. I heard this dope ass like a beat. I want to do something like that. Could have inspired that, moved on to something else there. But I'll tell you, he eventually at some point, even if it came from that, was like, I'm going to move on and be more creative. And that's now launched me in another direction. You know, thinking outside the box, like different shit. I love that type of stuff. Because when you do that, then you could do things that break records. Like that song, Lil Nas X, spent time on the fucking country music charts, really fucking high. Ooh. The pop charts and the urban charts. Yeah. Like that never had been done before.
Amazing.
Like you break records and set records. It's beautiful. Like when you do things like that. So I really like that. Like that track. Never heard nothing like it before. When you think about it, it's not something all crazy, like all something that you're like, would never have thought about it in a million years. Probably would have.
Yeah.
Like, but he did. He did it first. No one had done it before. And now it's a thing. So much so that that other song that you were singing, Two Step, Dum Banda, Dum Banda, Na Na Na, that one, it's now evolved into its own genre. This is what going to, into the studio, thinking outside the box does.
That's Blanco Brown with the Get
Blanco
Up.
Brown. Flacco Brown,
he made a whole dance to it.
Oh, shit.
He made a whole choreography to it.
I didn't tell you guys, my new name is Flacco Brown. Just kidding, man. Like, you ain't Flacco, homie. Imagine.
Dang, but Flacco. You is dope.
Yo, mama. Imagine that you call my mama Flacco. Skimmy, Timmy. Dang. I think that's my cue to leave. Just kidding.
Shimmy. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, a couple shout outs real quick. You know, shout out to the NHL for doing their thing in the playoffs. I'm
sorry out to the NHL.
We're neglecting to you.
That's true.
Neglecting you. But the San Jose Sharks, I guess, representing for California, they have moved on. They defeated the Colorado Avalanche in the second round. So, you know, kudos to the California
team. You guys
got to
be watching keeping the NHL playoffs.
Keeping it alive.
I'm just watching NBA playoffs. Imagine.
And then, you know.
Yo, Dodgers are playing pretty good starting off, too.
Hey,
Not too bad. You know, we're going to talk about Dodgers next week.
Yes.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Oh, you know what? I got a request for a shout out. Imagine.
What?
I got a request for a shout out for, what was it?
Is it
Need Caffeine? Like the cafe? It was some pet cafe or something.
All
right. I got a request for that. So there you go. There's a shout out.
Oh.
And, join us on Good Liquor Cheap Beer next week, where you could listen to Joel Scenario talk about more sports hip hop news. Where can they go to listen to our other episodes?
They can go to youtube.com/goodliquorcheapbeer.
That's what I heard.
Or just search Good Liquor Cheap Beer on YouTube.
All right.
You can actually watch us on those.
Awesome.
And then if you don't care about watching us and you're like, I just want something to listen to, you could actually go onto our Instagram. Which is Good Liquor Cheap Beer, all one word. It's four words in one. And when you click the link in the bio, it'll take you straight to a choice of different streaming podcasts.
We like to say you can pick your poison there.
Pick your poison.
You know, Spotify. Thank you for everybody that listens on Spotify.
Apple Music,
thank you
or Apple
for everybody
Podcasts.
That listens on Apple Podcasts. It's super dope, super awesome.
The Google platform.
Definitely. You know, we have videos to match the podcast because it seems like a lot of people are listening to the podcast more than watching the videos, which is all gravy. Extra content there for you. Go back, listen to the old episodes. We're gonna come back and we're gonna give you some good stuff. Imagine next year.
Next year.
Like we gotta wait like
seven months. Nah, but we in the thick of the playoffs, so we're gonna get back in the swing of things.
Thank you
guys so much for holding
Sports
out
pop news,
for
totally.
For keeping with us, man.
That's right. Good Liquor Cheap Beer, episode sub-zero out, sub-zero temperatures in Lakertown. We will see you guys. Again, my name is Joel.
My name is Scenario.
Good Liquor Cheap Beer.
Ooh!
Peace out. All right, later.
Yoga Flame.
Yay.